Got it. Well, let's go ahead and start our meeting. Let's offer the pledge and then I'll say a prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
United States of America.
For which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Father in heaven, we're grateful to be gathered today to talk about the water concerns here in Brighton Strawberry. Grateful for the opportunity to serve and volunteer in this good community. We are mindful of the beauties of this earth and the beauty of this area and valleys, and pray that we'll continue to be watched over, that we'll have moisture and be kept from harm. Grateful for the sweet bounties of this life, and recognize thy hand in everything. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Let's do a roll call. Let's start in the room with Larry then.
Okay, Larry Bagshaw here.
Corey Ellsworth is present.
George Korkowski present.
Sharon Hillman present.
All right, and do we have nobody?
Brent Pruitt.
Oh. Say it again, Brown. Oh, you're caller one, right?
Brent is caller one.
Got it. Thank
Brent
you.
Brent Pruitt present.
Thank you very much. Good to hear your voice, Brent. Our first, I can declare a quorum. Our first action item is to approve the minutes of the July 25th regular meeting.
So moved.
Yeah, I remember that one. I'll second that. All those in favor of approving those minutes, say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. That carries. Thank you very much. Moving into reports to the board and straight to Paul Hendricks, our program manager.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Pleasure to be here today. We still have the dashboard reports online for the public. It gives folks an idea of where the projects are at, so that's very informative. Our White Oak Cedar Meadow project is scheduled to be wrapping up in early October, and they've installed 5,358 feet of water line out there, completed pressure testing. We're working on a change order right now to add some additional pipe to finish out the line improvements in that area, and the contractor's doing restoration around the work that they've done in that area. Portals 1 and 2 is scheduled to be wrapped up the end of November, Thanksgiving present, I think. And they have 11,880 feet out of 12,278 feet of the 6-inch line installed, and 3,730 feet out of 4,460 feet of 4-inch. Several crews are working at the same time throughout that area. Today, district staff, myself, we were all up there looking at the area, and they're getting things cleaned up for the weekend and trying to challenge a little bit with some of the trench areas with this rain and washout, but they were working to get those back in order. District staff had gotten new intermediate booster station equipment installed there, and so that'll be good from that standpoint. As you know from previous discussions, the ADQ's approved for construction the SV3 booster and storage tank, and we'll be getting bids for that work very soon, and we expect that bid opening in the latter part of October. We continue to be involved in processing all the construction documents, and Sunrise Engineering is providing full-time resident project representative or inspection. Well status logs are reviewed on a regular basis, and tanks are full of water, so I'm sure your operations manager will give you an update on that. We checked the status of the labor boards. I was out there today, and everything was good from that standpoint. And we're happy to be here serving.
Great.
Great. Awesome. Any questions from the board for Paul? Thank you very much. You can stick around for a while?
If you need me to.
It's your call. You've got to get down the valley, dude, but we'd love to have you here. Steve, field operations.
Field operations. Well, this is going to be a short one, guys. Okay. We've only had 1 week. We've been preparing a lot of stuff. Boosters and everything else, as Paul kind of mentioned. But we've had 1 leak that we had to fix. We estimate about 55,000 gallons of water loss. Also hired a, we got rid of one of our employees. Well, yeah, she was all right. You're welcome. But it opened up the door for a new employee that we have that's, I think, is a better fit. So our team is strong. They are a team. Don't have much more than that.
Okay.
Without, you know, just pulling stuff out of the air. But as far as, you guys all have level count, so there's not much for me to speak on them. The amount of water in the tanks, as Paul said, we're pretty full. So we're doing good. We're going to have kind of a skeleton crew tomorrow, but you know, we got a 3-day weekend coming up, so everybody's kind of psyched about that.
All right. Good for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. I probably look at LevelCon once a day. You know, it just seems like the pattern is the lowest we get's in the 800s, and then in the winters we're at the 1.3 million, mm-hmm, with a capacity of about 1.6 million, but I know you can't always fill those things to the top, so I haven't seen any danger levels, that's for sure.
Yeah. One last thing I'll just advise you on is I met with great people today. And he does have plans for 29 units there where they were going to do the dude ranch.
Yeah.
So he's going to be moving forward with that. And I think this...
That, I think that was emailed to us.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was. So that's really about all that's new operational-wise.
Sweet. Thank you. Thanks to the team. Please always make sure they... I don't say it often enough and don't get up here enough, but please let them know. Appreciate the work. We appreciate the work. Kyle knows that.
Yeah, I appreciate it too.
Thank you. Treasurer's report, Sharon.
The treasurer's report, there's not a whole lot to report. It's the first month of the fiscal year. So it's just going to be posted to the website. And I see it's been double sided. So.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. That's.
Well, I couldn't find that.
But you have the copy that I need.
Yeah,
email.
I use it.
On the other matter, our audit started this week, but prior to this week, Christy and I worked for a couple of weeks uploading documents to the auditor's secure website, and then this week they sent us more requests and we got all of those uploaded. So right now everything seems to be fine. We didn't get any more requests today. So
not yet.
Everything is running smoothly with the audit, and should turn out to be good again.
God, we're on a roll with good audits, which is one of the most important things we can do.
4-year roll.
Yeah. All right, thank you. Secretary's report, Larry.
None.
Thank you. Vice Chairman report, George.
No significant change in demand, less than, I'd say, the 3% tolerance that you get with normal polls. We're not seeing any increase in demand that's concerning whatsoever. I just want to let the board know, we said we would review the release plan, I believe in September or October. September, yes. It's coming up, so we'll have to start to discuss that, with the options being, of course, put the moratorium back in place or keep the 5 meters a month going, which is one I would suggest, or just release the moratorium fully. So, but that's something I just want everybody to start thinking about, that's all.
Excellent. Any questions for George? All right, thank you. District Attorney's report, Mr. Ween.
Good afternoon. Can everybody hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, great. Good to hear it. Like the rest of this meeting, this will probably go pretty quickly. As you may be aware, the only significant news that we had is a complaint filed by the Strawberry Hollow Homeowners Association. The complaint is effectively is requesting that the district pay its association fees like any other homeowner. At this point, just for everyone to know that I previously had represented the developer of the Strawberry Hollow Association or the development. And I did do a little work on the transfer of the well from that person to this district. So therefore, right now, I have not engaged one of the other attorneys in our law firm that's handling it, Natalia, who I think most of you are familiar with, until I do a full ethical exam to make sure that I can work on it. I screened myself off from working on it. But for full disclosure to you and the board, I did not draft the agreement that sold the well from my former client to the district. So we're looking at that. Didn't have an answer yet, but that's procedural and things going on. Substantively, effectively what they've asked us, what they're wanting to seek is the payments, which I think, don't hold me to this number, but I thought it was around $7,000. Mr. Chairman, Treasurer Hillman, you guys may remember the exact amount there, but it wasn't a lot. I think there's some issues there with their complaints. So at that point, I'll refrain from anything else. Other news is, and this was news to me, because it was not noticed in any way, shape, or form, but the EEOC complaint by Ms. Nelson was dismissed, apparently, after the state agency denied her claim. Ms. Nelson went to the federal side and asked for an investigation and review of her termination at the district, and that has also been dismissed. So we thought it was done, but now it is done a second time, I guess, is the way I would put that. Otherwise, I don't think there's any news that I have. If you have any questions, please let me know. But I think that's all the update that we have now, because the last matter that I've worked on is on the agenda specifically regarding public records. So I'd save any comments for that issue.
Okay.
If I may add just a little something. Strohr Hall was looking for back payments from like 2015.
Yes.
And then moving forward payments. So it's where you're coming up with $6,000 or $7,000.
Right. Got it.
There in that Nelson matter, it did say in the document that she has 90 days to file a lawsuit against the district if she's unhappy.
Yeah, and that's a good point. It sort of gives the person who was denied sort of hope, if you will. That's what agencies of those type typically do. They say, well, we're going to tell you no, but if you wanted to file a suit, you could. The problem that they have is she's long past her statute of limitations for filing. So, anybody can file a lawsuit against anyone for anything, but any complaint that she filed would be immediately met with a motion to dismiss for a failure to meet the statute of limitations, which that is a pretty clear item in the state of Arizona. I think would be fine. So.
All right. Any other comments? Thank you. Let's move into public comments. Do we have any blue cards at all? And none came in. This is not a blue card. This is just for our information about the rezoning, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's move into business. But two items, proposals from KP Ventures for additional work on the Milk Ranch. Two well, Sharon.
Yes, the capital projects are last one here was Milk Ranch 2. We budgeted $75,000 for the well video brush bale, as well as pump testing to see if we could get more GPMs. Unfortunately, the video showed a split in the casing from 662.96 to 664.78 feet. It's rather disgusting looking when you look at it in the video. Therefore, they tried to pump test the well. It continuously had large volumes of sand, which they felt was coming from the casing fracture. We've already spent $61,000 on these processes and need to make a decision going forward to repair or replace the casing. The current one is 6-inch, and we can insert a 5-inch casing and still use the same size pump. Neither option is a guarantee. However, replacing the casing more costly, we're guaranteed the split wouldn't be an issue any longer. Estimate number one is for repair for $31,140, and estimate number two is to replace the casing for $47,943. Kyle feels very strongly that if we try to repair the casing, chances are it's just going to split in other places.
Yeah.
And he recommended that that if we're going to go forward and do something with this well, that we put a 5-inch casing inside it, still use the same pump, and hopefully it would be a new casing and maybe we wouldn't have the sand issue we've had before.
And that casing would be top to bottom, the 5-inch?
Yes.
And that's,
yeah, how do you... it's estimate number two here.
47.
And it gives you 620 feet of blank casing and 180 feet of slotted casing, which would go inside, it's this one over here.
Okay, thank you.
The larger
one. Oh, 620, got it.
Yeah, the other one, they'd have to hire a company to come in and patch it. And, you know, if either of them is a risk with the well, but the better option is, and it's even no guarantee if they'll be able to get the casing all the way down there either. So
right.
You're throwing your hands in the air and say, what's best?
For a couple questions. What's the water depth where we hit water on that one? Do we know?
I don't know.
It's on the well sheet.
Yeah.
The
502.
So we hit well 502. Could there be an option just to seal off the bottom of the well? That's one question. I don't know which, if it's a good question. That's one, and you can answer, Paul, I'm sorry.
Mr. Chairman, George, we had a lot of discussion back and forth with this, and I believe it's a sound recommendation to put a liner in. The company, KP Ventures, worked on your wells and this well, and they've made solid recommendations in the past, and I could certainly support putting the liner in. This is an important well, and it's good water, and we have all the infrastructure there, so the electric and pipes and permits and everything like that. So if you can get it back in line and have another 40 gallons a minute.
Oh, I think you misunderstood what I'm saying. If you fill just that, well, if you put cement in just to the level where the casing was split, and then still drew from it because you still have 100 foot of water. I'm just wondering, is that an option?
I don't believe so.
Okay, that's all I need. What's the gallons per minute on that well? Right.
It was only 19. It's not, and that's what we were doing. We were in the process of test pumping it to see if we could get.
Well, you know that historically it had a lot more though, right?
Historically it did have a lot more, but then it started sanding and kept sanding and we were just not even using it.
What's the historical on that?
The tested capacity is 80.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then that's actually a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a good thing, because if you can get back even close to that.
Mm-hmm. Well, the problem you have is you can only use a 4-inch pump in it, even with putting the 5-inch casing in it. And a 4-inch pump, you're not going to get that kind of capacity. It's just not possible.
40? Okay, so he's saying about 40. Yeah, that's still good, yeah.
That would be
and
tremendous.
Are, and we have the pump and motor that go back in it. It's not damaged. So we don't have to buy a new one.
Your next step is to drill a replacement well. So.
Yeah.
Or just shut it off and say, we'll put our money someplace else. But this is a good next step.
We're running Milk Ranch 1 and 3.
Yeah.
Milk Ranch 3 is the mother load, right?
Yes.
So when they did the camera, did they see sand coming out in that rip? Or?
They saw a lot of sand at the bottom.
Yes.
And when they went in to do the brushing and baling, the normal maintenance, it creates turbulence, and it just drew in feet of sand through that slit.
When they run the liner, will we have to re-brush and bail it, or?
No.
Well, we've
got. It'll be a new well.
We've got to clear out what's been brought in, but they'll have the casing go down there.
Right.
They'll do it with a cable tool, which can bail it at the same time it's pushing the casing down, like at SV3, where we're using the cable tool.
Yeah. Did, he says no guarantee to get to the bottom. I mean, they scoped all the way down, right?
They went down 700 and...
Yeah.
47 feet.
I guess
the bottom.
I guess
the
my
rest
question
of it's filled with
did,
sand.
Did they see jagged edges along the way? I mean, what's our confidence level of getting to the bottom?
Confidence is reasonable. Wells are never straight, and so as you get down there, if it starts catching and things,
yeah.
It, but as long as we get well past the split,
yeah, which was at
662 to 664, which is about 160 feet below the water level.
Got it. It was actually 662.96, just so you
know. I'm counting off the cuff, guys.
Me too.
Well, since I went ahead and added the well video report, so you knew where I got the information from.
There are no guarantees, but this is a reasonable next step to restore this well.
And I'm surprised. I guess if you had asked me out of the blue what that would cost, it would be higher than this. So I mean, it's not really a sticker shock.
It's a small, you know, it's a small casing.
Right.
So.
Right.
Well,
but the cable tool.
When you figure we've already spent $62,000,
yeah.
Do we go forward or do we just say we're not going to do anything with it?
Yeah, you know, in the past we did too many. We're not going to do anything.
Yes.
We got to think towards the future, right?
Yeah.
I mean, to me, it's a yes, of course. Pretty straightforward.
Yes.
District supports it.
Okay, I'm going to make a motion for doing estimate 2, replacing the casing.
I second it.
All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed.
Brent, you there?
Aye.
Oh, you're good?
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Good, aye.
All right, since I heard everybody's voice, then we don't need to ask for the nays. Thank you. Let me just sign that, get that out of the way. And
I'll excuse myself, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Safe getting back down. It was raining. Well, did it rain up here?
It's not a rain.
We had rain. There was rain in Payson. Spitty. Item 8.2, fees for public record requests. Christy.
Okay. I have reworked the estimate. So the estimate only includes actual costs. So that's literally you're looking at the paper and the ink. And of course the copier fees. So some equipment kind of is worked into that. So just basic, not looking at what it costs with labor. Last time, you know, being a numbers fanatic, I got a little carried away with, you know, costs that could be incurred with gathering a public record. But this one follows what is, you know, black and white, which is just looking at the actual cost, not the labor or redaction or anything like that. So the estimate presented, like I said, only is the actual cost that adequately covers the current fee that is on the public records request. The fee schedule, though, we feel should address commonly requested media formats like USBs, email, or non-standard items, perhaps like a map or something like that, which are not covered in the current fee schedule. So we feel that that would be beneficial to clarify on the form. So I've worked up a draft form. I highlighted and read the things that the administrative staff feels should be added for clarity. There is a summary sheet that's there. It includes examples of other state entities, the Arizona Industrial Commission, excerpts from the Arizona Public Records current edition of the Ombudsman that's available online. Also, Gila County, the Arizona Independent Redistricting Commission, just for examples of other fees that Arizona State or the county government currently has going on. The backup pages will be the actual documents where I got the information from for if there's any additional fee considerations that the board wants to add that's not there. Anyway, any questions for me?
Yeah, the only question I got, looking at the CD, DVD, USB drive, $5?
Yes.
The USB drive could cost more than $5.
They could.
I just don't see it being that low. That's way too low.
Well, if you buy
and they can't use their own because no. It could get into our system.
No, yeah, for cybersecurity purposes, I would not allow the public to bring me their outside USB drive. We would provide it. Morgan has already looked into the cost of USB drives. For most data amounts that people would want, we can get a nice multi-pack on Amazon, which would be reasonable, and each USB drive would be less than $5.
Okay, but then there's got to be cost of doing it. And do we have a CD DVD burner?
We don't.
So we can't offer it then?
But you can easily pick one of those up on Amazon if we were challenged. Or you could have Printing by George, for example, an outside.
Which would be more than $5.
Right, well,
that's the point. So my suggestion is that we charge $5 plus cost of media.
Well, that would, that's what you're looking at.
Yeah.
I mean, this terminology.
Yeah.
Right.
So, standard copy, 25 cents a page. That's black and white.
Yeah.
Or color.
Actually,
what's the difference?
According to the cost estimate, it's going to cost the district in paper and ink 10 cents per color copy. That's a single sided page. It's not. And I'm considering all of these things on one single sided page. If it's double-sided, I still consider that two pages because it's a page in the document. I feel like that's a pretty fair definition of a page.
And full color being a dollar?
Right, so if someone wanted, well, I don't have an example. Oh, I do have an example. For example, if someone wanted a photocopy.
Yeah. Okay, so basically a quarter for black and white or color.
No, a dollar for color.
No.
Well, a dollar for full
dollar
color.
Full color photos.
But still a quarter for, if it was like this, that has blue and black and
correct.
Red on it,
color
would be a quarter.
Color photo versus
cents.
Copy, that's what she's got mm-hmm. to do.
And $5 plus the recommendations plus the media.
Plus cost of the media, yeah.
Yeah. I think only my computer has the ability to burn DVDs, but something to consider because a lot of these older machines will be replaced in the year. But
I wouldn't even offer. I wouldn't even offer a CD or a DVD. I would just offer the USB drive. We won't want a USB drive.
I'm with you. Yeah, that way you got standard cost.
Yeah.
Standard cost.
Yeah.
And then you can figure out what the cost is. If you say they're less than $5, then if it's $4 and $4 plus $5 for processing, $9. I mean, I think that's fair.
I think we should have a flat fee like the county and other places do of $5 for even doing this for someone, and plus the cost of the copies.
The example of a copy fee, Gila County has a copying fee that they assess. They didn't list it on their website. The Arizona Industrial Commission also assesses a copy fee of $10. That's per hour. And that's a copy fee, and then you will pay the other fees in addition to the copy fee.
They have digital or email page, $1 a piece.
Mm-hmm. See, the only thing I don't understand is we're talking standard copy, 25 cents per page or color, $1, right? And I get that. Per page.
Yeah.
You could put 100 pages on a USB. Are we going to charge them just $5 for 100 pages?
No.
Well, I'm not printing it in that case.
Per page.
You know, I'm not.
I know, it just doesn't really say that.
Well, we need to clarify.
Well, that's the reason why I think it's easier to say to put a per page fee, Larry, and then have the cost and cost of media. That way it can vary somewhat.
Though keep in mind on this, you know, we're scrapping about all these costs, but down here at the bottom, the caveat is if the requester comes in for a document, I can't charge them to determine if it's something I can show them, right? So the redaction or whatnot. But if they sit here with the document to inspect, which I cannot charge the fee, right? The district can't charge a fee. They can take a picture with their phone, which is legally allowed. And there's, again, no cost to the requester if they take a picture of the document on their cell phone. So while we talk about fees, you know, ultimately there is a way, there's a...
Well, I think that's the reason why we make it $5 for the cost, or so much per page.
Yeah.
That way they'll use their camera. We won't have to mess with it, because it's just going to be a burden to the staff to have to pull up documents and make copies of all this stuff.
George, though, if they take a picture of that and they've inspected it and did not take possession of the papers, I can't charge them that copy fee either.
Well, that's okay.
Right. So it
well, now wait a minute. You had to make a copy for them to inspect. So yes, you can charge the $5.
I don't believe I can, according to the Arizona Revised Statute or the Hanania versus City of Tucson example.
They're allowed to inspect without charge.
Without any fee whatsoever, including that copy fee.
I mean, we could always put no camera use allowed, and they can't take a picture of it too.
I don't believe you can do that.
I believe you can.
Steve Wayne can clarify.
You can't stop him from taking a copy.
I don't believe I can.
Where he looked it up.
Okay.
Right, because I'm going to present them. For example, say something is a document requested. It must be redacted. It's redacted. So I have the redacted copy. They want to inspect it. They take a picture of the redacted copy. There is no fee. There's no leak. I have no legal basis to assess a fee. Or the district, rather, sorry, has no legal basis.
Well,
to
then,
assess a fee.
Why does the Industrial Commission have a fee of $10?
Well,
plus all of their other fees.
Right. If a requester takes possession of the documents, these fees can be assessed.
Not the fee for asking for the document and requesting the district to provide it.
There is no fee for requesting a document.
Well, that's what this is, a copy fee.
Right, but the copy fee is assessed only if a person is taking possession of the document.
Well, this says they charge $10 for a copy fee.
Mm-hmm.
That's
copy.
A copy. That's a
right,
copy fee.
In the
what's the definition of taking possession besides this, so I understand it?
I've come to inspect this and I'm going to take this paper with me. I have taken possession of it. The paper, physically taken possession of it.
No, they want a copy that they want to take home.
Mm-hmm. Correct. They want a copy that they want to take home.
Steve Wayne?
Yeah,
I am here.
You and I talked about this before the meeting.
We did.
And I told you that I felt we should charge a $5 fee just for requesting a record, and then whatever the costs are for providing that record.
Yeah, that's what they do here.
So here's my response to that, and you know, the reality of it is what we're saying is correct. Here's the critical issue, okay? Did they request a copy or did they request inspection? Because they're two different things. If they request copies, we can charge them, and that copying we can charge for the time to make the copies, the actual paper itself. You can recover those costs. You cannot charge for collecting the data, and this is where it gets real weird. The Arizona Corporation or the Arizona Attorney General said you cannot cover the time to make copies if they just inspect them. The example they gave was like, well, what if it's like a spreadsheet on your computer, right? Well, you got to print it off for them to inspect it, because you're not going to let them have access to your computer. You do not get to charge for making those papers available for inspection. So in a very real sense, if they're making copies and you said, yeah, we're going to charge you $5 plus, I think that's very reasonable. I think you can do that. I think it's got to be a reasonably low cost to kind of justify, you know, hey, this is the time our employees are spending copying and that process. You cannot recover like I was looking at it, say, for example, let's just go to the extreme part. You know, we have to redact information. You know, common sense tells me, well, we should be able to pass that lawyer's fee cost onto the person who's requesting these documents that need to be redacted. Well, according to the Attorney General, no, you can't. So the bottom line is that if they request copies, you can bill a little time, you can bill for your copying of it, but you can't bill for the collecting of it. And if they just want to inspect, they can do that. It's weird, it's strange, but that's the law.
So these other people that are charging these charges are violating the law, you're saying?
Well, I would say the Arizona Attorney General's opinion says they're violating the law.
On their own websites, they do specify that if you are inspecting, there is no fee. So these fee schedules, even for these entities, only apply when someone is taking possession of the law, or taking possession of the paper in accordance to the law. It's how I, according to the information I found on their website. So while they do have a fee schedule, they're not, you know, assessing the fee if all you're doing is inspecting it.
So Sharon, I guess the best example, and you know, they all get legal advice and all attorneys see this a little different, but if you look at the example that was provided where we talked about the Industrial Commission of Arizona, they say copy fee, 1 hour per minimum, $10. Okay, you know, that's an interesting way to do it, but I don't think it's unreasonable. Would I say as a lawyer that's the best way to do it? Probably not, you know, but I think it passes, you know, I think it passes a straight face test. I would say that that's fine. And that's typically what you guys are doing. It's like, we're going to charge you a minimum of, what did you say, $5? That was your suggestion?
Yeah.
So you're talking about, you know, 15 minutes of work minimum. Well, that's okay. I think that's very reasonable.
So... If they want to inspect things, we do the work required so they can inspect it. We don't get to recoup any
Correct.
Of that.
No.
Right?
Correct.
Unfortunately not.
Right. If they want stuff and they say, I'm only going to inspect it, but then they decide they want it, or if they say they want it from the very beginning, we can charge them what we have here plus a copy fee. Is that you're recommending a $5 copy fee for anything? If they want to take anything out of here, right? We charge the $5 copy fee.
Right.
I have no issue with that. Where were we on the CD $5?
Well, you want to scratch DVD, CD from it, and just use USB drive.
Okay.
Right, which we can get for less than $5, but you know, that's just a suggestion.
And that's only if they want it that.
Correct.
If they don't just want copies.
Right, right. So.
Depends on what they're requesting as to whether or not you'd even use a USB drive.
Right.
Well, yeah, but like I said, the issue I was saying is what happens if they want 10 copies and they want them on one USB drive? We're going to give them 10 USB drives.
No.
They want 10 pages and one USB drive.
It would be 10 pages.
So we're going to charge just $5 for 10 pages, but if we make a copy of the 10 pages, we got to charge them $1 a page.
No,
it says it doesn't work that way.
The 25 cents is for a printed or a digital copy, right?
If I can weigh in here, I mean, you know, we are really drilling down into some minutia, which is good. Normally the lawyers don't get this far into, you know, electronic copy versus paper copy, but the way I would read it is that a scan is an electronic copy. So if you're sitting there, I mean, think of it this way, what we're supposed to be able to recoup is our cost. for having to have a scanner and have a person sitting there, you know, spending time making these, whether they're electronic copies or paper copies, for this person. That's what you're recovering.
Right. So, George, are you asking if perhaps the wording should be that you will pay $5 for the USB, but you will also pay the per page fee in 25 cents?
I think it's really close. I'm thinking if it's 25 cents per copy, and they want 10 pages, we charge it to $2.50, and then if they want an electronic medium, it's an additional $5.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying. That makes sense.
So are we on same page? 25 cents for a copy, whether it's physical paper or going to be on a media. A dollar if it's a full color page. And if they want to take anything with us, well, we have a copy fee if they want to take anything. And we also charge them to put it on a USB.
Yeah.
So somebody comes in and they want 10 pages and they want to take them with them. We're going to charge them $5 for a copy fee.
Yes.
$5 for a USB. And $2.50 for the pages, correct?
Correct.
And that's probably steep for 10 pages, but if they wanted 200 pages, then it
you still paid $5.
You've only paid one. Exactly.
The
I'd be all right with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I just had a question. How big of a problem are we dealing with? How many people do you get on average per month that
we have
depends
many.
On whether we have a Tom Reske, you know.
I would not consider it a problem for the staff. We have a procedure worked out for it, so it really is a very smooth process. But we did feel strongly that there needs to be clarity in the fee schedule because it doesn't include things like, you know, the old fee schedule doesn't include, you know, will we send it to you by email? What is the fee for that? Will we print you a map? Will we give you a USB card? The old fee schedule, it didn't address any of these kind of maybe more modern things that people might think about. So that was something. But as far as procedure, the staff has no issues.
Okay, got it.
And we don't have to worry about like database, request of a database?
If there is a request of our database, you know, I didn't include that because I don't.
Says they could do it according to this.
That is correct, and they're not the only entity that will do a database copy for you, but it does seem like something we would have to consult our IT support on. I'm not sure the logistics of giving someone a copy of our database or if that's something we want to do. I don't know.
We definitely do not want to do that.
That's outside of my
scope.
Okay. Are we in a position to make a motion?
Yeah.
It's a quarter page. It's a dollar for a color, full color page.
Uh-huh.
It's a $5 fee if you want anything that's going to leave us. And it's a fee for a USB drive. $5 fee for USB drive.
Correct. Copy fee and $5 USB drive.
Uh-huh. Okay. So you're adding the copy fee to the draft that is created and the other fees
as is are good.
Good, or as is good.
Yeah.
With additional clarity on how it adds up.
Yeah.
Understood.
Okay. Make a motion.
I make a motion that we approve what we just discussed.
Yeah, I second that.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Opposed? Nay. No, none. All right. Thank you. Number 9 is identifying potential items for next board meeting.
Continuation of the moratorium.
Continuation of the moratorium needs to be discussed.
I think it's a year, right?
Yeah.
I may request applying for a $2 million grant with WIPA.
Okay.
To replace some tanks, rehab or replace some water tanks.
Okay.
If we can get the grant.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
It's a small thing, but is there a way we can look into try to get in passwords a little bit more streamlined?
No. Roger,
it's only going to get worse, Roger.
I'm sorry, but due to cybersecurity concerns, it will not become easier. We appreciate you playing along. Our multi-factor authentications are very long passwords.
I see the words like 2FA, and it makes me cringe.
If that's the case, then what about at least giving us a notification when our password expires? Is there a way we can do that?
You should get those.
I got it on the computer Monday morning. I needed to re-sign in, and then when I went to my laptop at home, it told me I needed to re-sign in, and my phone also told me I needed to re-sign
in. And you got to download Duo.
I don't know that I signed in that.
I consider myself kind of on top of stuff like that, and I didn't see it either. I think my email stopped working before I got that email.
Me too.
And that's typically.
I think mine did.
Yeah, same thing.
They have it set up.
Yeah, then maybe.
It's been a while.
Before you guys quit this meeting, I need the phone and the code for the next meeting. This is Brett.
Gotcha.
It was emailed to you by Larry.
But
I have a problem with getting in my email from the.
Right. So do keep.
In regards to what we're talking about.
Keep the phone number for IT support handy, because you guys as board members can call our IT support to get fixed up. I don't think Morgan can help us anymore since we changed for the.
And their after hour number doesn't work.
That's true.
They said dial 1 for after hours, and I
sat
there listen to the ring for 20 minutes.
Please don't use after hours, actually. If you could just wait until regular business hours, I'd appreciate that.
Remember remember the old IT things of real things that really happened, and one was they said, okay, you have a new computer, and you can't get to it without the password, so we mailed you the password in an email. Open the email.
That's pretty stuff right now.
So we need to get Brent that info.
What is that number?
Do you guys need my number? 970?
I've got your number. Let me just make sure. I've got your number. We'll send it to you.
Very good.
Do we have a motion to adjourn this meeting?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We are
adjourned. Aye.
Thank you. We are adjourned. All right,
what's the...